400 migrants back to their homes in Central America and elsewhere, according to government data. And during the same period, Mexican authorities detained about 400 people accused of trafficking migrants. And nearly 25,000 migrants applied for refuge in Mexico in the first 5 months of 2019. The Mexican government could interdict more migrants for sure, but they can't just flip a switch and turn off the flow, said Kevin Appleby, a veteran expert on migration. In Mexico, there is popular support for treating Central American migrants humanely, and many Mexicans do not want to see President Andrés Manuel López Obrador bow to the wishes of his counterpart in the United States. He's between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't want to be seen as being a toady to the United States, said Duck Massey, a professor of sociology at Princeton University and also a director of the Mexican Migration Project. He doesn't want to violate the human rights of Central Americans, who, after all, are simply escaping terrible conditions. Carlos Heredia, a professor at the Centro de Investigación y Docencia Económicas in Mexico City, said on Tuesday that whatever action Mexico takes to prevent migration into the United States, it was unlikely to satisfy the president. If there is any logic to the way that President Trump handles policy, it's that he likes conflict, Mr. Heredia said. I don't think that there is a way to please Trump. Others said that it would take time for Mexico to make the changes that the Trump administration was requesting. This is not going to happen in 7 days, said Arturo Sarucan, a former Mexican ambassador to the United States. You can't enforce your way out of a migration crisis. Mr. Trump's tariff threat is driven largely by the significant increase in the number of migrants crossing illegally at the border. Having vowed during his campaign to stop illegal immigration, the president views the increasing flow of migrants as a personal affront and a threat to his political brand. More than 100,000 of those arrested in this past May were unaccompanied children or migrants traveling as a family when they arrived at the border, officials said. In March of 17, shortly after Mr. Trump took office, that number was about 2,000, according to government records. We are at a full-blown emergency, said John Sanders, the acting commissioner of Customs and the Border Protection. I cannot say this stronger. The system is broken.